Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Katrina and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic one out there. Happy Wednesday. We're going to be joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Not too bad. How about there?
Good here, especially, you know, we can handle, we're Midwesterners. We can handle the 40s, 50s weather. But then I see the extended forecast, and we got like 60s and 70s coming up this weekend. So Paul, my question is, are we just going to come, like, all the seasons are now just in every month? Like, every month we're just going to get winter, spring, summer, fall? Like, there's no more, that's why it's going to be going forward is...
Yeah, definitely. October gets to be a pretty erratic month here for us. You got the last blast of warmth usually, and then you got those first cold blasts of winter. And it's definitely been the winter side of the coin here for us lately. Mm-hmm. And still a blustery day today. Thankfully, we're not getting out of the snows. They got up far up northern counties of Wisconsin off Lake Superior. Do you hear about the 12 to 18 inches of snow up there?
Yeah, very thankful we didn't get hit by that. Yeah.
Exactly. Still got some cloud cover today. Some sunny breaks as well. Those blustery west-northwest winds, about 46 for the high. Northwest winds 10 to 20 around the area yet. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, 30 for the low. And then Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, 52. West winds 5 to 15, 35 Thursday night. And that warm-up still continues for the week as into the weekend. Mid-60s Friday, partly to mostly sunny, 37 Friday night. Upper 60s Saturday with a partly sunny sky after a mild 50 on Saturday night. A partly sunny Sunday, highs at 70. Chances for a couple showers later on Sunday. Better chances for rain Sunday night into Monday as we'll go from 70 on Sunday to 63 Monday with rain showers. And then lower 50s back here for highs by Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Appreciate the time, Paul. We'll talk again tomorrow. You have a good day.
Sounds good. You guys too.
Big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, always joining us on Wednesdays at 8. Every day at 8, 8-ish, around there. Mm-hmm. We got some fun stuff lined up this hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming from Quality Plus Printing, all that stuff on the way. I thought this would be an interesting place to start the hour, though. Trendiness. It's impressive when you see someone with a hip fashion sense well into their middle age, because everything is working against you at that point.
Yeah.
It starts going downhill pretty early on, and then from everything forward, it's that way. Now, when you there are people, though, that just have a sense of style.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just really, like, they embody it. For every person that I think of like that are just great dressers, there are the people like me, the Adam Sandlers of the world, the people that we have our comfortable clothes, and we're probably not going to change.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've tried to grow up a little bit and be a little bit more of an adult, but
Why?
I don't think I'm ever necessarily going to change completely. I've grown a little, but there's certain places.
Let's also be real here. You are on radio. People don't have to see you. They don't have to know that you're wearing your pajamas right now. I'm just kidding, everyone.
That would be really awkward. You're right, and at the same time, I've actually had a lot of conversations with listeners about this because it's one of the earlier things that they'll ask or say. How many times I've done the show in my pajamas? Or things like that. With back in the day, with the morning show was one thing, but with Morning Magazine, it's kind of different. I want to dress business casual. I want to be look good and respectable to our guests. And at the same time, I don't want to sit here in a suit and they come in and they're in comfortable clothes and they see me in a suit and they feel awkward or they don't feel like. So it's this balance of kind of finding a looking proper, looking respectful.
You want to also show up for the day too. Like if you were in your pajamas, you're not ready for your day, right? If you get dressed for the day, you are ready. Even if people are, you know, maybe they work from home. I've heard this many times. Like you have to get ready and be prepared because you're also showing that you're putting effort to the day, and then that makes a difference for your day.
Well, I didn't think about it too deep like that. You're right, though.
Oh,
you're
gosh,
right.
Sorry. I just go there all the time.
I like that. You're right on with that. And you're I didn't think about this before, but when I get done here, it's not as if I go home and take a nap. I'm booking the rest of the day.
Yeah.
As busy as I am here, the rest of my day is always five times as busy as it is. So if I came in my pajamas, you're right. I'm not going to be able to leave here and go to my appointment or take my dad to his appointment or whatever I got to do, you know, that kind of thing. Huh, interesting. A new study found that the average person gives up trying to be trendy at the age of 35.
Oh.
That's rough. It hit close to home also. Some stats from the study also came about, but before we dive into those, I actually, like, this is one of those times I agree with this study. I think that they're right. I don't think that I learned from an early age that I was not going to fit in, probably.
Right.
So unlike like other friends I had or some people I knew who kind of went tried really, really hard to fit in, I went the opposite direction and really embraced that. Like, okay, you guys
are swam.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never really necessarily tried to be trendy. I've never really tried to do those things. But I will say that in my 30s, I realized it was never going to happen.
Sure.
So I just really...
embraced you.
Yeah, the teenage version of me became the adult version of me where I just embraced me. Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's be real too. Being trendy can be very expensive. It doesn't have to be, but it can, right? If trends are changing on a regular, you have to keep up with that. Now, of course, you can be thrifty, right? You can go to thrift stores. You can kind of make some of your own things or do your own version of it, but there's an expense ultimately, and having to be on it, I feel like that's a lot of time suck that you have to look into, like, oh, this is the way to wear your pants now or this, but
it seems so especially when you think back to high school when this stuff really mattered. It matters a bit as an adult, but let's be honest, nothing is crueler than high schoolers and that kind of thing.
And
when it comes to that, like, that's it's so exhausting. It's tiring. It's already hard enough to worry about, like, the pimples on your face or your haircut wasn't right or something like that in high school. Then you add on the clothes end of things. That's tough. I'm a person, I like things broken in. I like the thrift store clothes. I like those kind of things. And it's what I grew up with. It's what I'm comfortable with. That being said, if Versace wants to pay for my wardrobe, like, it's a whole different ball game. I could talk a good game, but there's certain company, there's certain brands, certain styles or whatever. I'm not going to turn down. I just can't see putting my hard earned money into a $1 billion suit and those kind of things. But again, if they're listening and they want to, they need a new model or anything like that, I would love to work with them. I'll definitely do their, I'll take their clothes.
You get hand out free clothes. Okay.
So the other stats that came from the study, 37% of people are overwhelmed by the volume and speed of fashion trends. 38% don't have the confidence to try the hottest styles. I would say I think that was the case for me even back in high school. You mentioned something kind of in passing, but it was funny you said it. The how to wear your pants. This is going to be lost on some people, and some people are going to laugh their fall out of their chair. But you had to, like, fold your jeans at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't just fold them. I thought you just folded them. And I got ripped on like crazy for that because, no. You've got to bend it here.
Bend it to fold it.
And then pull it up and do all that. Like, it's origami on your jeans, basically. You're just performing and origami.
You just woke up and have to eat and get to school. So the fold.
I tried that once. I did the whole thing once, and my jeans kept riding up on me and all these things, and it eventually it was just like, I already don't fit in. I might as well just be comfortable. And that became kind of a theme for me as I got older and everything. What do I care more about, being comfortable or people thinking I'm quote-unquote hip?
Well, isn't that a good place to be as a younger, high school student, to feel comfortable in your skin, to learn that comfortable in your skin? Maybe you're going through that, but learning that instead of, I have to keep trying, that would have been exhausting after a while when it was going against the grain.
I really try to encourage young people to save their brain power, save that energy, save that creativity. There's plenty of other good uses for it. Most people out there don't dress like a 1-year-old or a 3-year-old.
I know what 3-year-olds dress like.
Exactly.
They're eclectic and fun.
Incredibly. Now, We say this all the time, dance like nobody's watching, sing like nobody's listening, that kind of thing. Why not dress like nobody's watching, nobody looks, nobody cares?
I'll have my three-year-old, Juna, come over, and she's going to pick out your outfit for you. Maybe, I hope you have some pink because she likes the color. Just kidding.
I love the because most little kids, they have no, you know, they can't focus. They got a billion things going on in their heads and everything. They're easily distracted. Watching them do this while they're picking out their clothes. Okay, you can pick out your clothes, and they got the dress they really like. But then they get distracted, like, oh, moon boots. Like,
oh, yeah. It's so good.
In the middle of summer. Like,
I mean, I could describe what she wore yesterday. It's fun. I love it. I love what she wears, and I'm all about her picking it out.
Same here. I was like that with my kids, too. And I think it's one of the funnest things about being a parent. One of the funnest things about being a little kid. And why not have a little more of that as an adult? Now, maybe you can't go as far as you did at a three-year-old.
Maybe not.
But you can have fun with your wardrobe. You can be comfortable. And what other people think is what other people think.
I feel like now, more than ever, it's okay to... I think we've talked about this before, like, right? It's okay to be the science nerd. It's okay to be the math nerd. Like, it's okay to be those things. I think now, more than ever, it's okay to have your own representation of clothes. Yeah. Maybe a little bit harder in central Wisconsin than other more urban-based areas. But really, you see all of it. You see all of the clothes and styles everywhere. So I think it's okay now.
49% struggle to strike a balance between trendy and age appropriate. 58% of people feel too old to wear certain clothing. I don't wear a baseball cap very often. I was wearing it the other day and I flipped it around and turned it backwards.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wearing it like that, and I did have a moment where I'm like, am I too old for this?
No,
like, can
just
I still
rock
do this?
It.
And there's little things like that. I get that a little bit. I will say, too, there are people that, like, try to wear clothes that they probably shouldn't be wearing, like, at any age.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of thing. That,
too short, too low cut, too something. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not judging necessarily as much as, like, aren't you cold? Like, aren't you freezing? It's Wisconsin. Certain clothes, especially this time of year, probably not put it away.
Yeah.
38% of people say that they feel judged by others when trying to stay ahead of the fashion curve. I don't know if there's a person under the sun that can't relate to that.
Yeah.
I think everybody has felt that on some level or another in general, let alone with clothing. I spent a lot of my youth struggling with that and feeling very insecure, very made fun of. All of the majority of my clothes were hand-me-downs, so they tended to be a little bigger and out of style, out of fashion.
Right.
I remember dealing with that a lot. And I'll tell you this, it built my character to a Teflon. Like the chainmail I wear around me on a daily basis, basically, because of all that was built up from high school years and that kind of thing. It's so hard to offend me now. It is so hard to hurt my feelings nowadays. It can be done, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not challenging anybody necessarily, but I'm looking at silver linings. I will say that it did want that, certainly. And made me really understand from a young age the superpower that is individuality. That is something that we all carry, and everybody deserves to embrace. There's nothing in the universe like you. There never has been. Like, if whoever's listening to this right now, there's been nothing in the universe like you. Even if you're a twin, there's nothing in the universe like you. That's a good thing. That's a superpower. Right? Embrace that. Especially when it comes to your style, whether that's the clothes you wear, or the kind of music you listen to, or whatever. Be you. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other reasons that people don't bother with fashion trends include they're not a fit for their body type. They don't know how to style what's in season. And it's too expensive is the most consistent one. That the cost of these things. I do like, and I seem to see this in the younger generation more than any other, but I'd say yours, mine, did this to a degree too. Not as big as the youngest generation, where the thrift store thing is
my gosh.
Huge.
I mean, I've been seeing a lot of high school students probably right now. I'm like, that was definitely a thrift, and that's funny because that was cool in the 80s, or that was cool in the 90s, and that, okay, all right, we're back. Also, James, just keep your clothes from high school because it'll be cool again at some point.
Just wait.
just Jenga jeans and the roll-up socks, all those things. Yeah, they'll be cool at some point.
It all comes back. So just hang on to it. Just put it away, just like you do your winter clothing. Just put it away.
My aunt's really smart. She would keep some of her clothes, and then I remember when her daughter was going through high school, some of those things were cool. She's like, look, this is what I wore. And so she had them. She had some of them, and they were vintage and awesome.
That's awesome. How great is that that worked out, actually?
Yeah, it worked out really well.
We joke about it, but it actually happened there. Mm-hmm. Like, that's funny. That's pretty good. We'll come back with a Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty more. It's Katrina and James taking it through your morning on WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, where you can treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. We have a bunch of great names on the list today, Katrina. So I am actually going to, but I only need a 1 or a 2 from you.
Okay, let's do 2 today.
Okay, that gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish a very happy 44th birthday to Paul Gross Jewelers.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday, Paul Gross Jewelers.
Very, very happy birthday to you, all of you out there, to all the people, not just that are working there now, but have worked there over the years.
Yes.
One of those mainstays in this community.
Yes.
Paul Gross Jewelers has been around a long time.
Absolutely. Robin and her crew are awesome.
Yeah.
Robin is the sweetest human. She's so sweet.
I had when I was married, I had one wedding ring, and we were trying to get it off, basically, and stuff, and I could not get it off, and there was nowhere to go. I couldn't find anybody to help me.
Mm-hmm.
We had to, as a last resort, stop by over there, and I'm like 21, something like that. I was very nervous to, like, because it was a nice building. I hadn't been in there before.
Right.
And they could not have been nicer
to
me.
They
could
not have been.
Oh, let me help you with that and everything. And got the ring off, no charge or anything like that. Just great people, like really nice people over there. Wishing them a very happy 44th birthday. If you happen to stop by over there, congratulate them, wish them a good one. And shop local, support local.
Right. And I mean, we didn't even talk about Paul Gross himself, such a community advocate. I mean, he's done so many different things, and I remember when Encourage was doing a lot, and he would be at the tables, and it was so fun having him at the table because he's got so much knowledge and history of the community.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to meet him, but he's one of those people in town I've always wanted to. I would like to, for the main reason of what you just said there, the history, all that he is known and seen, and the impact he's had on this community.
Absolutely.
There's a handful of names that you think of, like especially a longtime Rapids residents that'll tell you that the Meads, the Grosses, these kind of things. There's a handful of those.
Absolutely.
Happy 44th Paul Gross Jewelers. Also want to wish a happy birthday to my little cousin Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Mike's a good kid. Mike's a good guy. He's a good kid, good guy. I wish you a great one, Mike. Enjoy your day. And then we look at our list that you handed us, that you sent us, everybody. I want to thank everybody getting us these. Send us more birthdays and anniversaries, info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook, just like our page, and direct message us, smoke signals, Morse code.
Yeah, you read it all, right?
Whatever you got to do. Yes. Yeah. However you got to get it to us, we want to celebrate with you. First up, want to wish a happy 65th anniversary to David and Vicky Henke.
Nice. Happy anniversary.
65 is Blue Sapphire.
Ooh, wow.
That's a great anniversary gift. Blue Sapphire, like that.
And I know this couple. They come into the store. They are sweet. Sweet. I actually used to teach water aerobics to David, and it was really fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's a small world.
It is a small world.
Very happy 65th, David and Vicky. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier celebrating who knows what birthday, because I'm not going to ask her.
Okay.
Mary Jo Brandel.
Nice.
Mary Jo's great.
Happy day.
And we wish her a fantastic birthday. Enjoy your day, Mary Jo, whatever one it is. None of our business.
Yeah, that's enjoy it.
I'm going to say early 20s, just because that's always a safe answer.
Yeah, 20s are great. Live it up.
I have talked to people with gray hair and said that guess that as an age, just because I am not going to make that mistake. Have a great one, Mary Jo, and you're our qualifier today.
All right.
We now take a look at some of our celebrity list here. I don't know if this counts as name dropping because she's not necessarily a household name, but I've actually gotten to meet and work with this young lady who is 40 today, as I call her, a young lady.
Yes, young lady.
But Jillian Jacobs is 40 today. She's Britta Perry on Community. She's had a couple of other roles here and there, including one of her early ones in the film No Names was filmed just about 40 minutes from here, that I and a lot of local people in Wisconsin here were a part of that independent film. And she was in so it's the first time on a movie set, you know, technically, and everything. And her, along with a couple of other actors in the show, could not have been greater. Like, just really good people, really nice to you and everything, and having a good time. She's just such a kind person. Just a really, and a great actor. I think she's a really good actor.
How fun. You've met her.
Chris Kattan is 52. Former SNL cast member, Corky Romano. Hilarious. Just a very funny individual. Trey Parker is 53, one half of the co-creation of South Park. Also conquered Broadway with the Book of Mormon. Trey and Matt have been doing this a long time and very good at it, and they don't seem to show any signs of stopping. They just signed a huge deal with Paramount and everything. So those of us that love South Park are going to look forward to more and more of it. Trey is also, in a lot of these interviews I've seen with him, Trey Parker is half Jewish like myself. And the way he has embraced that, or I should say, the way that he has shown his embrace of that on the show and other ways, it's very self-deprecating, very like a lot of what a lot of Jews tend to be. You know, if you've watched Jackie Mason or some other Jewish famous Jewish comedians, we tend to be that route. And Trey is no different, but I also really love how he has made it that much more, being Jewish, that much more of a... just a common thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot more of a, like, it's no big deal. It's, right. It's just like anybody else. You know?
Right.
Just more of that. I like that he's gone that route and done what he's done with it. Jon Favreau is 56. A lot of us will know Jon Favreau as an actor. Worked a lot with Vince Vaughn early in his career. Swingers.
Swingers,
and,
yep.
And a couple of other movies that he was in. Jon Favreau is actually a part of the most horrifying scene I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a more horrible scene than in Swingers, when he's calling up his ex-girlfriend and he's trying to get her on the phone and he keeps calling and leaving voicemails.
Oh, no.
And he, like, over and over and over. And he actually did this. Like, he actually really did call, like, not an ex-girlfriend, but he really did call somebody, because this is back in the day with landlines and everything and voice machines. And he did, like, where he left this long, and it's so, like, excruciating, like, just, oh, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, you feel it.
I'd rather watch it like 9 decapitations in a row than watch that scene one more time. It's so hard to watch. It's so well done.
Probably because you've done something like that, maybe.
Oh,
is
absolutely.
Why.
Absolutely. Not as bad as he did, but I have definitely, like, high school. Yeah, definitely. And maybe more to I don't know if it's more important, but maybe to other people who will know him better as the creator of The Mandalorian.
One
of the coolest, greatest shows on TV. He was also Happy Morgan in the Iron Man movies and MCU. Universe. He directed the first two Iron Man films. He is the director of Elf, one of the modern classics.
A lot. Yeah. And a lot of diversity.
Jon Favreau, one of the greats at it, really. Ty Pennington is 58. Extreme Makeover, Home Edition, and the guy who was the carpenter on Trading Spaces.
Right. Yeah.
Evander Holyfield is 60, former heavyweight champ, one of the better fighters I've seen. Let's see here. Oh, the great John Lithgow is 77 today. He was in Dexter. He's been in there's Harry and the Hendersons. There's a billion movies John Lithgow's been in.
He's done a lot.
Most people know him, though, from Third Rock from the Sun. And being the dad, Dick, I think his name was on the show or whatever. And that's kind of funny to me, just because so many people that I am, other actors, John Lithgow is like upper echelon as far as acting goes, and the way he is respected in the acting community. But then you get outside of that, and most people, they know him from like Harry and the Hendersons or Third Rock, his comedy roles and stuff. And that's fine. I guarantee you he has no issue with that.
Right. But,
Let's see here. That's going to... Oh, no. Well, there was one more. Jeannie C. Riley. Jeannie C. Riley is 77, singer of Harper Valley PTA.
All right.
That classic. Yeah. I knew there was one more. I just wanted to make sure to get it in. So one more time, we want to wish a very happy 44th birthday to our friends at Paul Gross Jewelers.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Enjoy your anniversary, you guys. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your birthday. Happy birthday to my cousin, Michael. Mm-hmm. Have a good one, Mike. And a very happy anniversary. Happy 65th to David and Vicky Henke.
Happy anniversary.
Enjoy it, you guys. And a very happy birthday to Mary Jo Brandle, our qualifier for Misty's for today.
Woohoo! Happy day.
And we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Take a listen to Melissa's news. And then when you get there, wish to Misty's, wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. The Monster Mash.
These are good.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began.
I mean, I can't cut this off.
No, how can you cut the Monster Mash off?
He did the Monster Mash.
This should play at everyone's like porch for Halloween.
Yes, yes. Well done, Seth. Nicely done, Seth. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody. The morning's on WFHR. Getting in the spirit around here as we get closer and closer to All Hallows Eve. Kat and James here with us, with you, and hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. We are going to be joined by our friends from Quality Post Printing any moment. I actually thought they were just calling in, so that's why I stuttered a little bit there. Sorry. We're looking forward to them joining us in a little bit. Catch up with Phil and the gang over there, and we'll get a wicked awesome word today. That's going to be fun.
James, speaking of Halloween, did you say that you, Melissa, and Seth are dressing up?
We're working on it.
Okay.
We're trying to pin down something down. Melissa came up with the idea of a pumpkin spice latte.
Yes.
That we all dress up as that. And I don't think that that's a horrible idea. I think it's fine. I think we're kind of still spitballing a little bit, but we definitely have that as a backup. I love the idea. I just have one little problem with it. I feel like, because Melissa directed this and gave
great.
Us each our parts
go Mel.
Here and everything. Yeah, which is the way things get done around here. Like it's either Steph or Melissa or Pam. It's women getting things done at this station. I'll tell you that much. Seth and I do some things. Chuck,
oh,
certainly.
Oh, you guys do stuff.
But, you
just
know,
different.
At the end
it's
of the day.
It's different things.
Yeah, at the end of the day, though, without those three, I don't know what gets done around here. When it comes to the costume, Mel gave us each our part, and she had me being the fluff, I guess.
So what do you wear? I mean, what do you? You
I'm
gotta,
not sure.
Cotton gonna, balls?
Yeah, maybe that's it. I just dress in all white. That's what I do. And to that point, though, I feel like kind of missed the mark. I mean, I'm perfectly cast as a straw.
Yeah,
I am a straw. I mean, I'm tall.
You're
I'm
great.
Lanky. I'm basically a walking scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I make a good straw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to brag. I don't know if that sounds egotistical, but I
that's great.
We're definitely going to do something though, and I'm glad you brought that up, Katrina, because on that Monday, of course, we got a week or so in between now.
Mm-hmm.
But on that Monday, October 31st, Seth and Mel will be joining us on the morning show, kind of doing that a little bit earlier than usual, just to have some fun. We look for any opportunity to do that kind of thing.
Why not? Dressing up, that's a fun thing. I mean, okay, are you a fan of dressing up? Because you are an actor, so you have to play different roles. So do you get into it, or it's not your thing?
No, I get into it.
Okay.
I get into it. Now, I don't get to do it very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel a little bit spoiled because I do get to play dress up all the time as an actor.
Right.
So I don't need Halloween necessarily, but I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday by far and away. It's my first like top three holidays.
Okay.
And I love that part of it. What I love about Halloween isn't just like that I get to dress up. I love that everybody else dresses
up.
That's what I love about Halloween.
It's okay to dress up even if you aren't the dress up kind of folk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially like those people that you see, like that you just meet them and you don't think about this maybe, but you would never expect them to dress up for Halloween.
Yeah.
And then you see and they go all out.
Yeah.
And they go like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that adults have taken over Halloween a little bit. And at the same time, I worry that like in 20 years, kids don't even care about Halloween and it's just an adult holiday.
I don't think so. They care about the candy.
I hope so. If that's what it takes. Because so much of our creativity, so much of our imaginations, do we get to... This is the time of year it's okay to embrace those.
Mm-hmm.
Even with... in all aspects of society. I think most of us know there's never a bad time to use those things.
Right.
But it's nice to see that encouragement from the rest of the world that, hey, this is the day, this is a time of year, go ahead and think of something fun, think of something creative. This is a chance to be silly, be fun, you know, have fun with life.
Yeah.
Nobody more than myself does this, so I'm not at all preaching. I'm talking to myself as much as anybody else. Mm-hmm. But we are way too serious in life. We take life way too darn seriously. And it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Life is ridiculous. Life is insane. It's crazy. It's
so have
weird.
Fun with it because it's insane and you're buckle up, right?
Might as well. Yeah, might as well. For every practical, normal thing you can mention, I can counter with 20 to 30 wacky, weird things that have happened in life in just the last year, let alone in the existence of humanity and everything. So have some fun with it. Yeah. And Halloween's a great way to embrace that.
Well, isn't community theater doing like a dance and...
Yes.
They're doing like a dance and dress up. And I think there's a prize for whoever dresses up the best or something like that. It sounds really fun.
So they've been doing this for a little while, these kind of like Halloween specials, if you will. And WRCT's annual Halloween fundraiser dance party is what Katrina is referring to. It's going to be... It's sponsored by Solaris, so shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's featuring DJ Beetlejuice and... they got the Nocturne Witches. I always mispronounce it, but they're so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of great people doing that.
Yeah.
Dancing, costumes, contests for all ages, games, prizes, refreshments, and lots of Halloween fun. All going to be there at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and also on the Centralia Riverwalk at 220 3rd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you for bringing that up, Katrina. Mm-hmm. Good opportunity to promote them. You can find out more at wrctheater.org. That's a fun event. Encourage you to check that one out. We're going to check out things over at Quality Post Printing right now as we have Phil Hartley joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good over here. How's things over at QPP?
Yeah, fired up and ready to go.
Right on. Good to hear. Very good to hear. Especially it being early. It's probably a good approach then. I don't know. We're barely awake over here. That seems like a good answer, Phil. Seems like. What do you got for us for a Wicked Awesome Word today?
The Wicked Awesome Word today is a jour.
A jour.
Oh, good one. A jour.
A-J-U-R-E. A jour.
A jour. Yes, that's a good word. That's a good word.
It means to urge or request solemnly or earnestly someone to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So the little example they use is, I adjure you to tell the truth.
Yeah.
But of course, only if it makes me happy. Otherwise, don't tell me the truth.
Nice spin.
They only need to hear so much of the truth. Only need so much.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's, how did that one come about?
Yeah, no, just again, I listen and learn all week. I have a little notebook. This is how sad it's getting for me, James. I have a little notebook in my car, you know, and if I hear a word, I thought, oh, that'd be cool or whatever. I write them down, so I get a list here that I'm working off of, and that was just one of them I heard one day, and I said, okay, I got to look that up, because I got to remember what that means, so that's where that one comes from.
Do not feel bad for a second, Phil. When it comes to, like, remembering things, especially with the way my brain has been, I've been really adamant about trying to, you know, keep my focus and keep my memory going, and so I will leave myself notes, and one of the things that I've been doing for a long time, I didn't realize I was not the only person that does this, I text things to myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a text chain that's basically just to me, and they're just random notes, like from over the back fence here I'm seeing, and some other things. But I get busy, and I got a message from my ex-wife yesterday that I wanted to, there was a couple things in there that I wanted to make sure to remember that she wanted me to look for. So I copied the note, and then I texted to myself. But at the same time, I was talking to my youngest daughter. So I didn't realize this until this morning. I actually texted that to her, to my daughter, and not myself.
No.
So my youngest is looking at this note. She wakes up this morning looking at it like, what is he talking about? I can't imagine what she... You are not alone, Phil. We all got to keep notes at a certain age. It's understandable.
I know. I find that I have to take pictures of things, too, on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's smart if I can remember to do that.
It's good brain exercise, too.
Yeah. I adjure everyone to do that.
Nicely done.
Yeah, threw that in.
Phil, anything we want to make sure to let the people know about going on over at Quality Plus Printing?
Well, I just said, you know, we're here. We get a lot of walk-in business at this location right on A Street, and we welcome in. Of course, it's great to see people. And and a lot of, you know, we're commercial printers, so we're doing jobs for, you know, some of the biggest companies in central Wisconsin, mm-hmm. which is awesome, but also very proud to be able to help, you know, anybody that comes off the street and needs a copy or send a fax or anything like that. It's neat to see, you know, the community come in, and we welcome it. So just want to know, our doors are open, and we're here. Tracy and I usually get here actually before 7, so really, even if you have to get to work by 8, but you need something done, please come on over. We're here, and we'll welcome you in.
Well, you get a gist of, if you haven't been to Quality Plus Printing, you get a gist of how they'll treat you, mm-hmm. just by Phil and joining us in the mornings here and everything. The fun, the vibe that you get is exactly how it is over there. They're going to treat you the same. And especially if you've got these projects you're thinking about, like, well, I don't know, could anybody do this? Bring it to them. See if mm-hmm. they can, because they love a challenge over there, and they love doing these creative, fun, different things.
Yes.
Oh, you bet. We have the best graphic designer, in my opinion, in Wisconsin, sitting mm-hmm. in here, Tracy, and just the stuff she comes up with, and how creative she is, it blows my mind pretty much every day. That, you know, when I see her come up with different designs for people that they weren't even thinking of, but that, you know, it just, you know, makes it look so much better, your printed piece. So again, whether it's a big project for a business or a poster for a fundraiser or a brochure about your small business you're starting up, we do a lot of that. Tracy is a great help with that. We're very happy to help. Especially, I mean, all sizes of business, but someone that's trying to get something going and get their words out, right?
Yeah.
And we're happy to do it, and it makes me very proud, you know, when we get a small business, help a small business get going.
We appreciate you, Phil. Thanks so much for joining us. Say hi to the staff over there. You guys, every Wednesday, you guys are one of our good stories of the day. Thanks a lot for the call.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Take care, you guys. Have a great day.
You too, Phil. You too. A big shout out to Phil Hartley and our great friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Of course, they are the sponsor for Playmakers. Keep that in mind mm-hmm. as well. And visit them today at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open till 4 most days. You can always give them a call as well at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to like their webpage, qpprinting.com, and like their Facebook page as well. It's a great way to keep up on all their promotions and different things, or just what they're able to offer you. Everybody needs something printed out there.
Everybody does.
Good place to go. Buy local, support local. Mm-hmm. Visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing. We will take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to get into the top 5 Halloween candies.
Yeah, let's do
it. Dive into that when we come back. We got a serious conversation coming up with Candy on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:50 on the clock. Mm-hmm. I'm rushing us here.
Don't be doing that.
Yeah. Katrina and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. There are a lot of opinions on the best Halloween candies.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got their pick. Everybody's got their own. So someone compiled rankings from 10 different experts and use them to create one master list of the top 5.
Perfect. So we finally did that. All right.
Yes, finally. Somebody got on this. Thank you. We've been waiting for this.
Yes, thank you.
You want to start at the top or the bottom of the list here?
Oh, let's go bottom to top.
I like that too. Yeah. Number 5, Starburst. Sweet, chewy, and just the right size, but some colors are better than others. Experts love pink, but Starburst wouldn't make this list if it was just a pack full of orange ones. So that's part of what we love about them.
Mm-hmm.
I like the texture of Starburst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that they're hard, but they're not. You know, mm-hmm. that
you
kind
can suck on them, but you can chew them. Fruity flavors, because sometimes it seems like most things are chocolate. You know, so it's kind of fun having a diversity.
Yes, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Snickers is number 4 on the list.
Oh, I'm surprised it's not down further.
Yeah. It's easily the heartiest of all candy bars. Nougat, caramel, nuts, chocolate represent pretty much every candy food group.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like the candy food group.
Candy food group, because it's like one on the pyramid now or something.
It's not a pyramid. It's just a kid passed out from a sugar buzz. It's
yes.
Number 3 on the list, a little surprising to me, but I'm guessing not to a lot of people out there, Sour Patch Kids.
Oh.
First they're sour, then they're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're palatable chewiness, but they won't get stuck in your teeth.
I'm surprised by that being even on the list at all.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I I love sour things. Mm. And as a kid, I remember I would eat these and then my tongue would like bleed because it was so sour. And then I ate so many of them, which is funny, right? Wow, like I grew up in a health food store, like, and I'm eating candy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I didn't eat that much, but like Halloween, I would go all out and I loved those and my tongue would like be raw. Yep.
That's gonna
fact
be
about
the,
me.
It's going to be one of the funniest things I hear all day. Fun That's fact. Hilarious. That's these are a lot more popular with people than I realized until you start talking about it or you find out and then you know, okay, they really like this stuff. But it seems so limited. Like I can think of a couple of people that really like them out of like 20.
Right.
You know?
I wouldn't have thought they would have been on the list. So interesting.
Enough to be on the list. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't have expected that. Number two on the list, Twix.
Yeah.
As texture goes, Twix bars hit the right note every time. Never too dry, never too chewy, and never too creamy.
Mm-hmm.
They got the formula right with those.
Yeah, they do.
Perfect the way it is.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
I will say, because every candy company is doing this now, there are a billion different types of Twix out there. They're the only ones where the original Twix, I love those, but I think I like the cookies and cream more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the only one where it's not the original that I like more. Mm-hmm. And I think because I've never been a huge caramel guy. Like,
okay.
I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can choose cookies and cream over it, like every time, I'll take that.
I've never tried the Twix cookies and cream.
Oh, they're good.
Okay.
They're good.
It's worth trying. All right.
And I think I've mentioned this before on the air, and I still have not gotten any response yet. I got to know that I'm not the only kid that did this. As a kid, I thought I was getting one over on people because when I got, like, if you got to, like, your dad lets you get a candy bar at the store or something like that, my brother and sister, they would grab theirs and everything, and I'd get a Twix because I was getting two.
Yeah, right.
I thought I was getting more for bang for my buck here and everything. And as an adult, I look at the size as
the weight
same
or as, something. Yeah.
The same as a Snickers or a Hershey
but
bar
it's
or anything.
Two. You could save one for later. I mean, I guess you could eat half of it, but yeah. Oh.
I really thought I was pulling one over on the candy companies and my dad and all this stuff.
Right, I got two. Take that.
They are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Reese's Peanut Butter Cups comes in at number one.
I could see that.
Many, quote, candy experts rank Reese's high on their list for the perfect size and packaging.
It's true.
I think I was saying this earlier this week. The only time I used to, like, half my body weight is peanut butter. but I think I burnt myself out of it at a young age. So now I barely eat it anymore, which I kind of want to get back into my diet. I miss peanut butter. But I've never liked peanut butter and chocolate except with Reese's.
Okay.
Reese's is the perfect combination. Mm-hmm. They got the formula right.
Well, and there's usually two in a package, right?
Yeah, see? Yes.
So, and you could save one for later. So, again, that kind of concept. But, I mean, chocolate and peanut butter. I don't know how you don't like that combo. I mean, James, I don't know.
It's a tough one not to like. You're right. It is. Do you have a go-to candy?
Not really.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I mean, I feel a little cringy.
I know.
Asking,
isn't that funny?
It's like asking a dentist if they do. It's not the same thing, but it feels like
that. You should ask me these questions. It's funny because people will assume like, oh, no, she probably only eats, you know, only dark chocolate or something like that, you know. And I've had my fair share of them. I mean, come on, I've trick-or-treated over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I guess like Snickers is just classic. And it's kind of got all of it packed in one with the crunch. But so maybe if I was to choose, I'd maybe choose that or Twix. Snickers or Twix, I guess.
I like those. Those are both great. I'm a fan of all of these, really. Mm-hmm. Sour Patch Kids, not so much, but I do like Sour Apple. I do like sour apple flavored things.
Okay.
But I don't like your Blow Pops.
Yep.
I love those. Again, it was a sucker and gum, so
yes,
I thought I was getting two for one. I'm realizing, as I'm saying all this out loud, I'm noticing something here that I never really realized before.
So, do you have a favorite, though, or is there one on this list?
I would say Skittles are probably my go-to.
Oh, yeah, Skittles.
I love Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat Skittles all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that is the variety of them. There's so many different flavors and kinds nowadays, but even your classics I like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you count Rice Krispie Treats as a candy bar? I don't think you really... I don't know if that counts.
I don't think so. Maybe if you dip it in chocolate?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Which is usually the way I eat these things.
Yeah.
My favorite snack right now is granola. Mm-hmm. I love it. I get a bag of it and mm-hmm. I just gnaw on it and I love it. It's really, and I know that it's good for me mm-hmm. until I read the ingredients and I realize, well, I'm eating granola chocolate with chocolate chunks in it and everything. So I'm like, oh.
You're working on the healthier version of James. This is good.
I'm getting there. Baby steps.
We all are. It's okay.
Oh, we're all a work in progress.
Yeah, exactly.
But I just to flip this a little bit and everything, when you do grow up in the family you did, in the health food industry and mm-hmm. everything, I'm curious, when it comes to this time of year, is it something that you kind of, you and you guys let the kids kind of just be kids, or do you try to keep, like, let them have fun with it, but still skew a little towards the health end of things.
Yeah. Okay. So what my mom did or what I do now is... So
what did you grow up with?
Yeah. What my mom would do is like, okay, this is just this one time of the year and then we would only have it for so long kind mm-hmm. of thing. But I would, like, it's funny. My sister, her stuff would sit there forever and she'd like, would eat a little bit. And I'd be like, done in 3 days. And my mom was like, okay, we're just going to get through this moment. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why she let me eat that much candy when it was around Halloween. We didn't go to tons of places, but for me, and I have little kids, I am like, oh, I do not want them to have that much sugar.
Yeah.
And so I'm more mindful of like, let's do like 3 or 4 blocks instead of let's do, you know, a mile of a place. Like I'm more, let's just go to less spots so you have less. And I know that this is a popular thing, and maybe you've read about it too, but you can trade your candy in. So this is popular, parents are doing is, let's say your kids get 50 pieces of candy. They let them keep like 10 or 20 of them, and then they trade it in for an item. They can go, they trade this candy in, ooh, and they can go buy an item. So let's say it's a stuffed animal or it's some sort of toy. And I'm like, that's a smart idea, right? Your kids can get a little bit of candy. And then, but not so much that there's going to be like crazy hyper alert all day long, but you can trade it in. So I thought that was a clever thing that people are doing right
now. I love that mm-hmm. idea.
It's not me that thought of it. Somebody else.
This is a cool idea. I love it. We're going to take a break right here. We'll come back with some more fun. We're going to kick off next hour with a good story of the day. And we've got a fun one here. The state that swears the least.
Okay.
That's what we'll get that coming up, and plenty more in the 9 o'clock hour for you here on, well, Heather, why don't you tell them?
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.